Unemployed Americans wait for a jobs plan from the president.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now, coverage of the breakdown, our economy one step at a time. This week, jobs and getting America back to work. President Obama will outline his jobs program tomorrow night before Congress. Earlier this week in Detroit, the president gave a preview of that speech to a city that's in a world of economic hurt. From station WDET, Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
In the parking lot of General Motors headquarters, Detroit resident Sheila Jackson is excited. She just saw President Obama address a crowd of thousands of union workers. But Jackson was let go from a car plant 2 years before Obama bailed out the auto industry.
There's been jobs, but if you're the lowest person on the seniority list, then if they lay off again, then you're the first person to leave. So you just have to keep trying to find something to do.
Jackson says she lost her home because she could not afford the mortgage and is trying to live with a diabetic condition without having any medical insurance.
Basically doing things that's better for my health so that I won't have to go to the doctor as much. But there's also a free clinic. If you pay $20, you can see a doctor.
Detroit's struggling economy hit public employees as well. Teacher Robert Brown likes President Obama's call to extend unemployment benefits and create new jobs by rebuilding America's crumbling infrastructure. But what Brown really wants the president to push for in his speech tomorrow is another round of federal stimulus funding.
And I'm not afraid to use the word stimulate, because that's exactly what we need. We've always needed it. The stimulus package just wasn't big enough because they didn't realize just how tough the recession was or is. So we need a massive plan.
Brown and others in Detroit are waiting to hear specifics about what Mr. Obama only hinted at on Labor Day and hope proposals like rebuilding bridges turn into concrete action. In Detroit, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter for Marketplace.
Today, the House of Representatives looks at three trade deals with Colombia, South Korea, and Panama. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports on a plan that would help Americans who lose their jobs because of free trade.
Trade Adjustment Assistance, or TAA, gives extra support to people who lose their jobs because of competition from abroad. The support includes things like extended unemployment benefits and money for retraining and education. There are only about 250,000 participants, but for the last year, the TAA has been a source of tension between Republicans and Democrats. The program was expanded in 2009 to include service workers and more generous benefits, but that part of the program expired at the beginning of this year because of the political fight. Howard Rosen is a visiting fellow at the Peterson Institute, which is a think tank.
Since the beginning of this year, there has been a reduction in the number of people who are eligible for the program, removing the majority of service workers.
He says the TAA should really be a model.
It is precisely the kind of intensive assistance that's provided under TAA that we really should be providing all workers who are seriously unemployed.
But it's unlikely the free trade agreements with Colombia, South Korea, and Panama will get signed until Congress reaches a compromise on the TAA. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are much higher today, bolstered by a German court ruling saying it was legal for Germany to help bail out European neighbors Ireland and Greece. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 100 points to close at 11,139.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. By Mass Mutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. And by the United Methodist Church, offering an opportunity for listeners to join others to reclaim September 11th as a day of hope at rethinkchurch.org.
New sentencing guidelines mean up to 12,000 inmates around the country will be eligible for early release, and that means more people looking for work in a strained job market. From St. Louis, David Weinberg reports on some ex-cons who may actually have an advantage.
In St. Louis, your chances of getting a job are better if you've served time in prison. The unemployment rate in Missouri is 8.7%, but for former inmates, it's 7.9%, a according to figures from the U.S. Probation Office.
In our opinion, employers that make a decision to hire formerly incarcerated individuals are really smart employers.
David Kessel is the Chief Operating Officer for Employment Connection. It's a St. Louis-based nonprofit that helps former inmates find stable employment. Kessel says one advantage to hiring former convicts is the $2,400 federal tax credit that companies get for every ex-offender they bring on.
Let's turn over to chronological resumes.
When the new sentencing guidelines go into effect, nearly 200 inmates in St. Louis will be eligible for release. Many of them will end up in this classroom.
Chronological resume is more so for people who tend to have a large number of jobs in a small amount of time, okay?
On a recent afternoon, roughly 40 people are attending this training class. Across the hall in the Resource Center, half a dozen ex-offenders are using computers to look up job listings.
Getting out of jail and trying to find a job, it's not going to be easy. It's really not. It's going to take from you a willingness to let go of the ghost that's going to haunt you, telling you that you can't do it because of this felon that you got.
Carl Washington served time for fraud, and he's one of Employment Connection's success stories. He recently landed a job working as a banquet server for hotels. David Kessel says if Washington stays employed, he's two-thirds more likely to stay out of prison. And that would save Missouri taxpayers a lot of money.
It costs anywhere from $15,000 to $30,000 a year to incarcerate an individual.
The new sentencing guidelines are expected to save the federal government $200 million in prison expenses in the first 5 years, but only if the inmates who are released stay out of prison. That's why several local governments around the country are looking at Missouri's success in keeping ex-offenders out of jail and fully employed. In St. Louis, I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.
And finally, a new poll by social network Badu.com says, forget about debt problems and 9% unemployment. American is still the coolest nationality in the world. Now, Badu surveyed 30,000 people across 15 countries. Brazilians, by the way, came in second. The least cool nationality on earth? Belgian. Check out the list in the Marketplace Index section of Marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
J-O-B-S. Everywhere you turn, people are talking about them. And most of the talk, by the way, is about not having one and how to get one.
I'm 38. I'm a doctor. And the last time I worked as a doctor was 2 years ago.
I'm Kai Rizdal. What happens when long-term unemployment becomes the norm? That story next time on Marketplace. We'll have the numbers from Wall Street and the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.